for the 2012 SCAC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm joined by Colorado College head women's basketball coach Liz Doran. The CC Tigers falling in today's second women's quarterfinal match, 71-58 against Rhodes College. And coach, first of all, just your opening thoughts on how the game played out today.
Rhodes showed up and they were just executing on all cylinders. And they were ready to go and caught us on our heels at the beginning, and we never quite rebounded from that early deficit. And Rhodes stayed on the attack the entire game.
Coach, you mentioned that early deficit. Rhodes played a lot of zone against you guys today, and it seems like you weren't really ever quite to get in that rhythm that you wanted to be on offense. What were they doing defensively that sort of slowed you down and really never got you guys in the swing of things this afternoon?
The biggest thing, like you said, was their zone. And unlike some of the other zones we've seen this season, they did a really good job pressuring the basketball and just being long. So it made it a lot harder for us to move the ball quickly, to get the reversals and get some of the looks we try to get in our zone sets.
Coach, you guys out-rebounded them by 10, but Rhodes had that +12 turnover margin that kind of negated your rebounding advantage. Just talk about how they were able to turn you guys over so much and get those points off turnovers.
Oh, you're exactly right. What we did on the offensive glass didn't matter because we squandered those extra possessions, giving them right back to them with our turnovers. You know, it prevented us from getting set in any sort of offense. It gave them a whole lot of extra shots, easy looks in transition. You know, we made things as difficult on ourselves as possible, and then Rhodes was ready to go on top of it. It was just a tough afternoon for us.
Coach, three seniors on this team, Jenny Knapp, Jordy Stevenson, and Becky Litchin, who played their last game as a CC Tiger. Just talk about what those three girls have meant to not only this program this year, but throughout their entire careers at the CC basketball program.
Yeah, we'll start with Jen, who comes off the bench for us, and she's just a high-energy kid. You know, as a freshman, she's kind of wide-eyed, and it took her a while to get used to the college game. But this year, she was an incredible leader, real good at just pulling all the girls together off court as much as on court. You know, she's somebody who's going to give it everything she has every single game. You know, one of my favorite kids to just be around besides coaching. You know, Jordy finally stepped up and had a really, really good senior season. Didn't play well today, but hope that doesn't overshadow what she was able to do this year. She was really our consistent second scorer to go with Becky. And, I mean, Becky's just incredible. She had a great senior season, but you look at what she did over a four-year career is just remarkable. You know, 1,500-some points, well over 500 rebounds, and top five in CC history in assists, and I think block shots and steals on top of it. I mean, she's just done a little bit of everything, and when she's had great games, it's helped us overcome games when we've given up offensive rebounds or we've turned it over. So she's really covered up a lot of our deficiencies throughout the season.
Finally, Coach, what did you tell the girls in the locker room after the game?
It was tough. I mean, the biggest thing was just hats off to Rhodes. They had a really good game plan, and they executed. You know, we had a good game plan, but she wouldn't know it from watching today. You know, bottom line, the team that played better today won, and so hopefully Rhodes can keep it rolling, play with that kind of intensity and energy. And I tell you what, if they shoot it like that against center, they got a shot.
Colorado College head women's basketball coach Liz Doran. Again, the CC Tigers falling in the women's second quarterfinal match of the SCAC tournament today, 71-58 to Rhodes College. Coach, congratulations on a great season and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you, Russell.